Okay, so good afternoon. So I tried to make a short report of the working group 3, which is the role of national labs in the strategy implementation. And okay, since, okay, not in the same audience, but this was presented a few times, starting from Venice, I will try to concentrate a little bit over the final recommendation, which will be presented and drafted for Ascona. And okay, these are the members and, of course, also other directors in National Lab LDG, which is chaired by Mark, contribute to this, the proposals which I'm making. So first of all, maybe just to things, as I said, we are in a different audience, I would just introduce briefly, but Mike did already this morning, when we talk about LDG in the landscape of particle physics, we talk about the laboratory here, and okay, in the appendix, if you want, I try to put somehow the idea of the strengths of this laboratory, and the membership in the LDG has been already explained this morning by Mike, is quite clear. What I want to underline here that, of course, the role of major lab in the strategy implementation was already recognized by the fact that okay, we are part of, the chair is a part of a secretary, and we participate to SSG, and also that we play in the past a role, important role of coordination of accelerator roadmap. And okay, you will see that we want to strengthen that in the proposal we made. No less to say that, of course, LDG is not limited. Of course, other laboratories could become member of LDG, but essentially also what we are saying today, that we want also to show that there are possibilities where more what I call LPPL, so large physics particle laboratory, not only the one which are mentioned here, could be really contribute to this implementation in the proposal we are making. So, okay, I will start with very simple, maybe, stuff, just recalling you that this conceil of laboratories exists since a while. We try in the past to strengthen our connection, but of course we try also to do more for the next strategy, and eventually maybe, as I said, with some action to open to other LPPL laboratory. And maybe what is more essential here, which was already mentioned last time, of course, I see this laboratory as a sort of, for many things, as a satellite of CERN. If the image tells you something, because I this is really think that we are there to serve the European strategy and to serve to do in the more efficient way what can be better shared between CERN and the other laboratory. And I think two factors on that are particularly important. One is, of course, we have a very high skill workforce in the laboratory, often with a cost-effective manner. And of course, this national laboratory often leverage on some funding to secure additional national support. And secondly, since LPPL or LDG are not only ING physics laboratory, when we do infrastructure, this infrastructure frequently benefit of other scientific fields beyond ING physics, and this normally is creating, and each of us know very well, create a sort of win-win situation that normally fosters cross-disciplinary synergy. Okay, these are very basic one, but they're very essential one. And last but not least, I think this maybe also come back to the question which was made by Donatella today to Mike. I mean, it's very important that, okay, now we want to formulate proposals that we want to then be really recommendation for the next strategy. But of course, as one LDG or laboratory initiate an action, we surely must ensure that the outset that is there is sufficient resource to achieve this objective and to have the intended impact. And I think there should be really a general agreement between LDG, oversight bodies, and CERN, assuring that this is the case. Okay, I saying that because this was a clear. I mean, I think the accelerator roadmap implementation was quite a success. But okay, I think we can improve, and we can improve with a more formal recognition and really to assure that the sufficient resources are there, not just to have a sort of wishful portfolio, but really to be impacting on the objective we are fixing. So now this has been already shown in Venice, and is our master plan. What we want to propose as a master plan in terms of classifying our proposal. Okay, I will not go very much in detail. I will go then soon. Okay, here, I mean, it's quite obvious. You have a major collider, we have a scientific diversity and R&D test facility. Of course, for the major collider, of course, you go through project collaboration, and this is clear. Major collider is at CERN, and the lead is at CERN. Okay, we'll see some proposals. There are scientific diversity, when in fact there are also in different laboratories. Also here you go through the project in collaboration. But what we want to stress, and then you will see in our proposal, that of course we can set a certain number of enabled technology which go through both feeding major collider and scientific diversity, and we propose that these R&D collaboration are led by large laboratory, as well as in fact physics beyond collider, which go from major collider to linking major collider and the diversity. Also this physics beyond collider could oversight and steered by LDG, by large laboratory in Europe. So you will see that in that we have some concrete proposal. So if I move to first proposal, I mean, of course, okay, major collider at CERN, of course, this oversight and coordination. Great. Okay, and in fact, okay, we are organizing in LDG a workshop in February 2026 at DESI, where we discuss generally most of this proposal, and in particular, we want also to discuss further this idea of implementing BBC in Europe. Okay, one of the reasons of that, I think that through this coordination, again, you can see a bit the same words as before, the sharing of technology, infrastructure, and expertise, but also the idea of identifying common development line to monitor, creating synergy, and I think also in this case, including theory, which can have a very strategical vision. Of course, if the means and the idea can take momentum and could be implemented under the agreement of, as I said, of governing bodies, CERN and Europe and large lab, of course, we can even be trying to set explicitly actions like facilitate staff exchange mobility, which goes from researcher to engineers and to work in a more synergetic way on this PBC project. Of course, it's a large initiative. We know how much CERN put to do it for here at CERN, and this, I mean, it's very ambitious to try to come at European scale, but this is clear a proposal that we want to make, and we want to be in appearing as a recommendation for the next strategy. Okay, as far as the other proposal, okay, this is the based on the past European strategy. We know that LDG was charged of oversighting the accelerator R&D roadmap. And this was already done from a previous strategy. Of course, then we can make a sort lesson learned because I think, okay, this is contained in this sentence. I mean, we should reinforce with respect to the past, maybe with a stronger coordination, maybe not just having community consideration, but maybe a bit more of top-down consideration, because we can really minimize some parallel effort and to use laboratory resources most efficiently. And also, I think here we can really implementation of a portfolio to share with other laboratories, which are not only the large laboratory on particle physics. So here also we have another. So, in the continuation of what we have done, but maybe with more coordination, of course, also here the matter of resources is very important. Okay, in the previous strategy, as you know, has been said several times, there were five pillars which were defined with magnets, ERL, muon, plasma, and general ERF. So here I think we can still continue in the next couple of years. By the way, it's not at the end. So also this will be lengthily discussed at this LDG workshop, but of course, maybe we have smoothly, I don't know how smoothly, but we have to move from these five pillars, which gave quite a nice results in the past, and we push this. For the next round, maybe the good idea is to move toward a more project-oriented roadmap with really focus and priority on critical feasibility aspects for the Plan A, so FCCEE, and for a while until Plan B or a Plan B or Plan B projects stay in line before the final approval of Plan A. Maybe also that could somehow, R&D of Accelerator could serve the global vision of Plan A and the program of Plan B. Of course, this is a proposal. We have more concrete idea, and this is really based on our experience of the fact that we are running in, we are oversighting and steering in LDG, the Accelerator roadmap, since the last 5 years. But okay, at the end, with all the implementation and so on, we are really effective probably since 2.5 years. So we are still young on that, and still, this is the reason because I think we can continue still with the previous scheme, but we have to move after the strategy approval to a more oriented, more project-oriented roadmap. So last but not least, going back to this point, I mean, as you've seen here, we are talking of a major collider, we are talking of scientific diversity, where we, in fact, some of the proposal comes. And then another proposal is that, of course, we can identify maybe a general set of enabled technology which can serve largely major collider and scientific diversity. Okay, of course, this could be identified, and then, one clear example of that is to try to say that one of the important enabling technology we can set for the next strategy is to try to make our accelerator as sustainable as possible. So a sort of energy efficiency of high energy physics facility going from where the power comes, RF, cryogenic, and all the implementation you can do in the accelerator in order to render our accelerator more sustainable, and then, of course, going from design to operation to decommissioning. I think this is probably the idea in a sense that this also might be a very good topic to get resources loaded from, for example, Horizon Euro programs and really to set as a priority for the next strategy time. Of course, there are several other examples, which came up, like high energy physics, computer for high energy physics, or artificial intelligence. But of course, those are not greenfield. There are several initiatives ongoing, so we are not fully convinced that we can really play inside the body of a large laboratory. Okay, we could help, but we have to think the best way to help. Maybe last word on R&D test facility, because there are strong proposals, and on the other end we can see that there are also very nice initiatives where we are implied, and what not necessarily we have to make proposal because there are already things which are going very well. Okay. Of course, nonetheless, to say that the test beam facility are very important for advancing all R&D detectors, this is obvious, and of course this is also benefit for many disciplines in our laboratory. So far, I think this Eurolab initiative, which is which is working very well, is a network which is taking an overview and enabling role. I think honestly, this should be really further promoted. I mean, it's working very well in our opinion. Of course, as what the role of National Lab could be. We are already playing partially this role. I mean, of course, we should strengthen the links and participation of Eurolabs in many means. Maybe what could be a role of LDG of large laboratories that the coordination between large lab is important to make sure that there are continuous resource for the test beam facility as well as the continuous access. So this is not obvious, and maybe a coordination among large lab in order we know very well that this test beam facility can be available, not available, project come and they are good, then there are years where things are going less well because there are not project which can finance the operation of that. Maybe a stronger combination, stronger coordination in terms of large lab could guarantee a better continuous resource, which is, I think, the essential is a key in order to keep this facility working also in the period where there are not projects feeding that. So we also this we want to come with some proposal and okay, there we can play a role in trying to help that. Okay, I'm at the end of my talk. Okay, again, I think we are ready to draft the recommendations. Okay, we have still 1 week, I think, no? And to finalize the proposals, which I think there are some few, but strong and I think impacting proposals that we want to further discuss in Ascona, and then to participate to that and to draft, hoping that part of this proposal or this proposal will become recommendation for the next strategy. So, thank you very much.
Thanks, Achille. So, questions, Thomas?
Yes, Thomas Bergauer, Vienna. On your last point on the beam test facilities, you were presenting this Eurolabs European project and you were taking that for granted, but I understood from the coordinator of that proposal that it's most likely not being prolongated once it will run out in probably already next year from now. Mm-hmm. So what would be the plan if this does not exist in the future?
Yeah, no, it's a very good point. This is the reason because recently this was pointed out and I wanted to put it in this light because I think this is an essential point. I think Eurolab played a very good role. And in case this is not reconducted, I mean, we should find something similar or something. I think he had a very positive role. It working, in my opinion, quite well by this overviewing and enabling role. And we should collectively care about that. If there is no a follow-up of that, we have to propose something similar or better. Here I was taking the part of what national lab does that. It's not necessary that it is a national lab we run out. I think we have to be more implied, but we care if this initiative will stop. I mean, we cannot make this initiative stop. I think it's essential for our community. This was the main message I want to vehiculate here.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I agree. Yeah, that it need to be continued in some way.
Yeah.
Other questions or comments? Is there anyone on Zoom, Lydia? And you're in communication with WG4.
Yeah. Then Marek will probably say a few words in addition. And
okay.
I cannot be sorry that I was a little bit long, but
thank you very much for the patience.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Achille.